You're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. The bioscience community in St. Louis is collaborating on what it hopes will be the financial footing to make our region the neuroscience hub of the world. With us now, Don Rubin, founding president and CEO of BioSTL and BioGenerator. Chairman, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, well, thanks so much, Megan and Tom. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Tell us more about this collaboration. Who's involved and what's going to happen?
Well, there's a huge number of organizations and partners involved. First, let me just set the stage by saying that St. Louis has tremendous assets in bioscience, and that's across the medical sciences, healthcare, plant science. And for two decades, we have been working to position St. Louis together to ensure it's a driver for our economy. And now comes this huge opportunity to bring a large amount of capital from the federal government to St. Louis in one of those areas. The National Science Foundation, NSF, has a new program called the NSF Engines, designed to power up innovation economies across the U.S. by accelerating key technologies that address regional and national and really global challenges. And St. Louis is proposing that we can become the global leader in the neurosciences and neurotechnology, which is a huge area that can really impact and revolutionize how we live. And St. Louis has tremendous strengths to compete on.
Don, you mentioned this at the beginning. Can you give us a sense of how big the bioscience community is in St. Louis currently?
Oh, well, there are hundreds of companies and employers in the biosciences, and including large employers that we all know the names of Bayer, formerly Monsanto, and Pfizer, and others like that. But, you know, our organization, BioSTL, we have supported over 400 startups in this community. We've invested in over 100 startups, and those startups alone have brought about $3 billion to this community and investment from the East Coast, the West Coast, Europe, Asia, to St. Louis. So we have tremendous momentum that we didn't have two decades ago. We used to be flyover country. We used to be a farm system for other parts of the country where we would nurture ideas, but they would go to California or Boston for success. But we've built an ecosystem now where investors and entrepreneurs and inventive minds are flying to St. Louis. So we flipped that script, and we have a lot of momentum. And this opportunity is one where we can infuse up to $160 million in federal dollars into an area that St. Louis really has a unique position to lead.
That's a huge figure to wrap your brain around. What would an investment of that size mean? Give us a picture of what that could do.
Yeah, so we are starting with the nucleus of this strength that exists with or without that grant, and that is Washington University has become the national leader in neuroscience research. They are number one in NIH grants, and they've been able to attract leading minds from around the world. That is an enterprise that is ongoing. What we're trying to do is capitalize on that by building an ecosystem, building an economy around that, by being able to invest in turning those ideas into startups, into new employers, working with our trainers, our universities, to make sure that the workforce is trained to move into those jobs. So we're going to create a demand for jobs, and we're going to create a supply of workers to fill those jobs built around neuroscience and neurotechnology. But at the same time, neuroscience can solve so many important problems that we all are very familiar with. We all know folks with, unfortunately, with conditions like Alzheimer's and dementia, Parkinson's, spinal cord injuries, even mental health and addiction issues are dealt with through neuroscience. St. Louis can be a leader in solving these important national challenges for ourselves and for others around the country and around the world.
Does St. Louis get attention for that? What kind of attention are we getting for the work taking place already, and will this accelerate that?
Oh, we do get a lot of attention. You know, when it comes to building an innovation economy, we did a there was a plan done almost 25 years ago to position St. Louis for the 21st century in capitalizing on our life sciences and our plant sciences. Our organization, BioSTL, has been stewarding that ever since. And this is a plan, unlike many that we talk about that are sitting on a shelf somewhere, that was put into operation. It was the blueprint for the first several years. We've been in uncharted territory to some degree. We're ahead of a lot of other places, and we are a best practice. We have folks coming from around the United States and beyond the United States to St. Louis to see what we're doing. What is our secret sauce here? And it's hard to share a secret sauce because it's very special and organic to one's own community. But if it's one thing, it's collaboration. We have, in this grant itself, we have over 40 partners coming together in a collaboration to win this grant for St. Louis. It's not about one organization or one university. We have strengths across the board. We have, as I said, great research at Washington University. St. Louis University has an undergraduate program, the only one in the region in neuroscience, UMSL has a leading institute of mental health. All of these are being brought to bear, along with our corporations and our trainers, and bringing diverse populations along to benefit from this effort. So collaboration has been something that's caught the attention of the federal government and others around the country, and we have a really strong track record here in St. Louis of winning these federal grants because of the consortium, because of the collaborations that we have and the strengths that we have. St. Louis and BioSTL have won nearly every federal or national grant that's been out there for this kind of work. However, we've never seen one with these kinds of dollars behind it. This is of an order of magnitude that is different, and it's just a tremendous opportunity.
Please keep us updated.
It'll be my pleasure to do so. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. That is Don Rubin, founding president and CEO of BioSTL, joining us on KMOX.